Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of five-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The HomeWorks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Mini Secret Show for Tuesday, July 12th, the 26th anniversary of Vinny's and my first ever meeting when he came out to interview for the...
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for the
gig. So what is it that you did to Gentry? What did you do?
Nothing. It was just so funny because I had a thought as that made me giggle.
This was when you were considering marrying him as Sarah.
Just when I was a little girl, I loved my daddy so much, and I just assumed that you married your dad, like, obviously.
Where does your mom go in that scenario?
I don't know. I mean, I guess she dies.
Okay.
You know, you don't think about it, but you're just like, you know, I want to marry you. You're, like, you seem like the perfect guy.
Right.
For me. Mm-hmm. Little baby Sarah. And then I laughed in my own head because I've seen my dad naked so many times. Like, we were a naked family. Like, nobody...
You've seen him with a boner many times.
No, I've never seen him with a boner.
What?
Not even once.
What are you talking about?
I've never. Why would that have happened? I've never seen my dad with a boner. But I've seen my dad naked a million times.
With a boner?
Never.
Huh.
Yeah. Have you seen your mom without a bra on? Just like staring
I haven't.
At her tits jiggling in front of your
I
face?
I haven't.
See?
She's not a naked lady, though.
Yeah.
She's
but
actually.
Now it's all you can think of is your mom's tits jiggling in your face.
That's
right?
Not true.
Yeah, it's true. You have a picture of Sandy. She looks good. Big ones. Bigger than you think.
You're trying to use my own trick on me, and it's not going to work.
But it is working.
It isn't.
Because you're seeing them right now.
I've never seen them.
Getting thirsty?
So I
Are
can't,
you thirsty?
Listen, you've actually
right
seen
now?
Your dad's cock. I've never seen.
Times.
Yes.
Yeah.
A million times. I've never seen my mom's tits.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, except that you're seeing them right now.
I'm not, though.
You are. You're looking right at them.
They would be imagined
Very dark,
because I've never seen them.
No.
I've never seen Good them in real life. I have no idea what they look like.
Right now, in your head.
My mom was really conservative in that way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just never saw that stuff. Didn't see her
I'm
naked.
So sorry.
No, I didn't want to see her naked.
It, you know? So anyways, it just occurred to me as I was telling that story, I was like,
I can imagine my dad naked.
I saw it a million times.
Right.
Like, it was no thing when I was a kid, but then when I grew up, I realized that my dad was hung.
Oh, he had a big cock.
Humongous.
Like, what would you say when he's got a boner? What has he got?
I have no idea. But I mean,
has Ellie's never told you, like, oh,
I,
dad, when dad's hard,
I would go la 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 la,
Ellie, if you're hearing this, what is Gentry full?
Nobody wants to know. Don't tell anybody. Fully up. Mom, that's private. I know Vinny is fascinated by Dad's cock, but you know, you don't have to tell
him. I'm not the one who's seen it a million times.
Yeah, that's lucky you. But it did, actually, when I saw a wiener in real life, other than my dad's, I was like, fuck is that? Like, that's not...
Oh, it wasn't big enough for you.
Well, I was definitely like, oh, I thought they were big, meaty things that dangled down, you know?
Well, it depends. Is he a grower or a shower?
I don't know.
And it's, I've heard
maybe
that.
My dad's a shrinker.
I've what heard some of the ones that are really big.
That's it.
It goes up, mm-hmm. but it doesn't change size.
Right. It just fills with blood and it's already at max capacity.
Yeah. So I don't know anything about that. I'm not that guy. I'm the other guy.
Yeah.
I can be anywhere. In fact, I can't even reconcile the two differences that I've seen myself at. I can't even.
The water was cold.
There's no way that one.
There's shrinkage.
That one can become the other, except that it does.
That skin is quite elastic.
So it's surprising.
Do you think
that
as you get older, that it tends to be, because it's been stretched out so many times?
That it tends to be what?
That it tends to be bigger in its flaccid state.
No. I don't.
It
think
just
that
gets really tiny sometimes.
For me, I vary dramatically from, like, if I go running or I'm in the ocean or I'm doing something that is completely non-sexual, that thing gets out of my way, basically.
Let me just tuck up in here. I'm a mushroom cap.
Yeah, I don't know why. I wish it didn't, but that is my, you know, so that's not a time when I would like someone to see me. That said, the difference is profound. Like, it's shocking, really. It really shouldn't be.
So you would say you're a grower, not a shower?
Absolutely.
Alex?
I'd say the same thing.
Oh. Yeah. So it's just a little mushroom cap walking around?
I'm not saying it's always like that. I'm saying that the difference from smallest to biggest is surprising.
Bryn, you seem to be back. What about you?
I just joined you guys. What about me for what?
Are you a grower, not a shower? Or are you always, is it always
I'm definitely a grower, yeah. It's funny because we've had people on the show where they said, I'm like 6 inches. Oh, for real? Like that's when I'm not fully there. And they go, well, how much do you get to? And they're like, oh, 6 inches. Like, oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking about that, how some people just, it's, there it is, and yeah, it's going to be, it'll get stiff, but it's not going to get remarkably larger.
Right. Yes, I am definitely, especially after, like, you know, as you know, when you surf, you get out of the water, it's like inside of you. You know what I'm saying? It's not even there.
I'm tucked up in here where it's warm.
Yeah, it's like turtled. So,
turtled. Yeah. Is that that's a saying, right? I've heard that.
I don't know.
It's all turtled up.
Something like that.
It pulled its neck in.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light up cup holders, and power articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of 5-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Wow.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Makes sense, though, right? I do feel like I am definitely that, though. I'm like, you know.
So I guess the question we need Ellie to answer is...
No question. Mom, do not answer any questions.
Is Gentry a grower and a shower? Because it sounds like he shows well, but also, is there, you know, is that doubling in size when it gets hard?
Let's hope not.
And if so, what is the actual, you know, fully erect size, Ellie? Thank you.
Mom, you can email that separately to Bryn if you have to answer. Right. Or you could just pretend you never heard
Ellie,
this.
Ellie invited me to hang out with her in Florida. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, though.
How long are you going to be in Florida for?
Well, I get off the ship 8 o'clock tomorrow, and then I have to...
No, then you're flying right back, right?
Well, I think it's a few hours. It's like at least 5 or 6 hours, but...
Are you even going to be back in time for Thursday's show?
Yeah, I'll be home at like 9 p.m. or 10 p.m.
I like it.
You know, luckily, I live right next to the airport, so that helps.
Oh, that's true, right. So, yeah. Boom, zip right home, and that's that.
Yeah, I think, but your mom is about 4 hours away from me.
Oh, yeah, no. She's so far from ever. She's like a dot on the full coast of nothing.
I might go visit Daytona Beach, though. That's right up north, about an hour from the port.
Why?
Because that's where I was born.
I know, but you'll actually leave the airport, go drive somewhere, and then come back?
I'll leave the port, and my mom...
Well, you have time for that? Your mom is on this cruise with you?
My mom is meeting us out there. My dad is on the cruise with us.
What?
Okay, wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Why not?
So, hold on a minute. On the cruise right now is you, your wife, your kid, and your dad.
Uh-huh. That's
right. All in the same cabin?
That's it. All in the same cabin, but there are 4 different beds. There's a pull-down bed that makes a bunk bed there that my dad sleeps on. And then there's a pull-out, like, wall, one of those, what do you call those balls?
Like a Murphy bed kind of thing?
Yeah, uh-huh. And then there's, like, a queen size that me and Anita sleep on, and Cameron kind of just jumps around. So, and there's curtains to pull between each bed.
Oh, why? So you're still humping away even though your dad's in the room?
No, we're not. That's why when you asked yesterday, I was like, not really, you know.
Why, though, is he on the cruise with you?
Why are you getting a hot towel? Because,
it's like a frozen towel.
Oh, to cool off.
So they're walking around with these frozen towels.
Oh, jeez.
It's probably like 85 right now. It's cooling down. We got some breeze.
It does look like you're in one of those, like, curved glass atriums, which are like greenhouses.
Yeah, I don't know why this isn't clear, because maybe because of the backlight, they don't want the silhouette. But over right next to me, there are clear windows, and you can see the port. It's really nice.
They can turn the
glass behind you either clear or
I don't know.
I bet they can.
How that works.
But I love that. Have you seen that? I would love to have something. Like
oh
that.
Yeah, I went to the suite here. They have that. So the suite's like 2,000 square feet. Okay.
What?
Right? And you go in, yeah. Uh-huh. And you go in there and you hit the switch if you want, because you're about to get naked. And then you turn the... And then everything frosts up.
There's like there's some kind of gas between the glass and it goes opaque. I love that. That's probably so expensive, right? Nobody has that.
I'm sure Chris Kelly probably has that. Install that for you. Chris Kelly probably does. Yeah. I'm sure Dick can do that for you, sir.
Well, if I can afford it, I might be able to have it.
To install it.
Well, what does it cost? Find out.
I guarantee it's affordable.
So again,
I'll
though, back to my original.
You pay me
thank
the $5,000 bucks from the.
It's $50 apparently. Listen, why is your dad on the cruise with you?
So my mom had a wedding to go to.
Wait, so there was.
I think I could have brought my mom too.
So your mom and dad wanted to go.
I wanted to be
my
mom
and dad.
They
wanted to share a room with you on a cruise, and you were like, yeah, okay.
No, I wanted them to go because I really am going for my daughter and
work.
Nita loves it too. Yeah, and work. But I mean, it really blows my daughter's mind, and then it helps Nita with sitting.
Oh yeah, that's true. I suppose
grandparents with a 4-year-old child, they love it.
And your dad is good with Cameron and keeps her occupied while the two of you go off and do something together.
Well, not really. No, he likes to enjoy himself. So. I'm really just here to work. I am here to work. And so they get to do their thing. That's what I enjoy doing.
See.
You know, this is really cool.
And so right after we're done with the Secret Show, you're going to go get on a boat.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and probably like shower up a little bit because I'm soaked. I'm soaked from just sweating on myself.
Gross.
Really muggy, huh? Like just humid and tropical.
Yeah, you know how it is. Tropical, humidity, warm.
Have you seen Gentry's asshole too?
No, I don't think I've ever seen the actual asshole.
Like he's walking around, bending over for stuff, and you're right behind him as a little girl going,
you know, I
whoa!
Think I guess I learned early to look away.
Oh.
You know, because I don't ever recall seeing him really bent over.
Did he like get home from, you call them, your parents, the naked fan, and we've talked about your mom being smoking hot and was always out there tanning. But so your dad gets home from work, pulls his all his clothes off, and then he's nude.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It wasn't like that. I think they both slept nude, so in the morning you might see him walking from his room to the bathroom or something. But there was no, like, watching TV nude.
Oh, okay.
We weren't that naked of a family. But then, like, sometimes on a really hot day, like, he's, you know, feeling like Bryn also, because he's driving, you know, drives home, he would just strip down and jump in the pool.
Naked?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
All right. You had a pool?
Yeah, we had a pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you've ever told me that.
Really?
In East Bridgewater, you had a pool.
Mm-hmm.
A legit pool.
In-ground pool.
Like, in the ground.
In, fully.
Not one of those you fill up with the hose,
no,
random.
No,
huh.
No,
all right.
We had a pool. Right. We didn't always have it. We had a...
Oh, you built, so you built a pool. Like, Gentry went,
we're putting in a pool.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Which I was confused by as a kid because, first of all, they had cut down this beautiful tree to do it, and also the vegetable garden was right there in this place that they did it, and there was a lake behind our house, and I swam in that lake every day. I was like, what the hell do I need a pool for?
It's the old, let me put a pool at my ocean estate. Like, what are you, what?
It's water right there. Yeah. But I did use pool a lot. I got we got it right around the time I was like maybe eighth grade, something like that.
Well,
so
I'm sure all your friends wanted to come over, right?
Oh, we had all the friends over, and yeah, it was fun.
All right,
but
naked swimming—that sounds so awesome.
That does sound
good. It is fun. I mean, that's of all the places I've skinny dipped there the most because you'd come home and you'd just strip down and jump in.
Yeah,
and everybody's naked.
Well, not everybody, because it would just be you if you wanted that.
Isn't it crazy that America is turning 250 years old? I mean, look how far we've come. Now, we've got coolers in our sofas, light-up cup holders, and power-articulating headrests. When it comes to furniture worthy of this major milestone, Bob's Discount Furniture has all the styles all of America wants at the everyday low prices we deserve, backed by tons of 5-star reviews. Check out the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa, a genuine leather one-stop shop for relaxation with built-in charging, cup holders, and supportive bobopedic seats, perfect for lounging in the AC all day. You can even complete the look with the matching love seat and recliner. Throwing summer parties? The Homeworks dining set features comfy bobopedic seating and clever storage built right into the table and bench. Or customize your space with the customer favorite modular Bob Sectional. It has over 1,000 five-star reviews, family-proof construction, and wireless charging for hundreds less than the competition. At only $250 per piece, building your dream sectional is incredibly affordable. Celebrate the 4th at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Or mm-hmm. everybody.
Or everybody hey, if you mom, wanted it, yeah. But I was after
Did you ever bone anybody in that pool?
Yes.
You did? Oh, who?
None of your beeswax.
No, yeah, it's my beeswax. Good Who'd you question. Bone in that pool?
I don't know.
You, what do you mean you don't know?
I can't remember.
Yes, you She's can. Lying. You got a smile She's on your face a mile
exactly
wide.
Who it is.
I can who boned you in that pool? Was it your brother?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever talked about these guys before.
Who? These oh, guys? Yeah. There's more than one?
Oh,
did you
man.
Get tag teamed in your pool by
no,
two dudes?
Not at the same
no,
time.
Separate occasions.
Were you taking it in the mouth and the butt at the same time?
No, I wasn't. Thanks for asking, though.
What are you talking about? Air, tell guys. Us the yeah. story.
No, but you'd come home in the middle no. of the night.
No,
and
you'd
it'd
come
be
home.
Super hot, and so you'd right. take off your clothes. Because after age 10, I was not in the naked family anymore. I wouldn't be
Kay.
Around my family.
Got it. Go on.
With what?
With the two the dudes you boned in the pool.
You don't need to know their names.
Yes, I do.
No,
tell
don't.
Us the story.
It's fine. No names are fine.
Well,
guy
what,
one, guy
then
two, guy three.
Guy one.
How old were you?
One guy. I don't know. I had to be over 17 because I was. Because
that's when you did it.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Before my 17th birthday.
All right. So you're over 17, but you're still in high school.
So then there was one guy, and then there was a different guy, and then there was.
Oh, you boned a bunch of dudes
well, yeah,
in this pool.
Boning in pools is fun.
I don't like
wow.
boning in pools.
You go skinny dipping and then you bone.
26 years. Happy anniversary, guys. And we got another nugget. I
yeah.
love that.
That's not a nugget. It's everybody's boned in a pool.
Oh, my God.
Well, boned. Everybody's boned in a I'm pool, having... but I didn't know you were a serial boner in a pool.
Have you only boned one person in a pool?
Well, no, but
I... Oh, there it is. I'm not... You're a serial boner in pools, too. Bryn, how many people
serial
have you boned
pool
in a pool?
Well, you
I
get to be in charge of whether or
I,
not people bone.
I don't think I've ever had
and
that
And it fits in your pool.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've never had a pool to myself like that before, so...
Yeah, I haven't either, and I've been, you know,
but,
okay.
But you managed to pull it off.
Well, yeah,
Whose
but I...
Whose pool was it?
I don't even remember... I can't even speak to... specific times I've boned in a pool. I just know I have.
Right, and so can you name them girls that you boned in the pool?
If I thought about it, I'm sure I could, because I didn't do it a lot. I'm not even a pool guy. I'm more of a ocean guy.
Yeah. I'm more of a pool guy. Right. I'm actually more less of a water person. I just don't want to be in the pool, because I don't really want to be in a bathing suit.
Well, you don't have to be. That's
and
what...
yet... society dictates that I do need to be.
Oh, all right.
Can I be in shorts and a t-shirt? Oh, wait, that's going to hang down to my knees and show everything anyway.
And show your nipples. That's so
it's
awesome. Is it time for what? We haven't done anything yet. Let's start.
I actually think it's
Let's
time
do
to go.
A bad advice.
No. How long is it? How long is it so far?
Oh, we got about 16
Alex,
minutes.
How long?
16 minutes?
Oh,
16
we,
minutes.
No, we need.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we need more.
No, that is.
Mark.
No, what? You're the producer. Tell her to do a
he
bad
needs
advice.
To go. I know. I can't
no,
because
no,
the one I'm looking at is so long. We don't have all day.
Oh, my God.
You have this turnaround. On these things. All right,
happy
thanks for listening.
Guys.
Tomorrow, I Jesus. Promise. Thank you for the happy anniversary wishes. Tomorrow, I promise that we'll. I have a good response about two different shows that we did, and then we'll get to a bad advice as well. But send them in. I like to have a stockpile. You know, I get scared when I only have a few left. That's why I'm like, let's talk about fucking people in pools because these
that
are precious.
Fun.
They're precious to me. Each one. The more I do, the less I have.
Oh.
The fewer I have. Sorry, Mom. About Dad and all the misspeaking I've done over the years.
She's Does your like, mom know you were fucking
pool?
In that pool?
I know, right?
Probably. I'm sure all my siblings fucked in that pool. It's a pool. Oh. It's right there. You bring someone home. Everyone's asleep in the house and you're out there fucking the
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, but you know, that's... little Johnny Thunder from down the street just splooged in our pool on our daughter. I mean, that's a little more than anybody wants to know.
There's chlorine in there. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's
chlorine
bacteria, right?
Johnny Thunder from down the
well,
street.
Well, I don't know who I the kid was. Name. You it's didn't say any names.
It's like Johnny. I like Johnny Thunder.
Johnny Thunder.
It's almost as good
like
as Johnny
the guys
Fever.
Next to me over here. Oh, I'll show you guys.
Oh, you got a Johnny Thunder
row.
Next to you?
Like, you see that
oh, yeah.
radio row? It's all the people.
Oh, wow.
They're busy.
They couldn't put AC into that
left.
Room? I mean.
No. I don't know why. I think they wanted us next to the pool.
You should just get on. You should have just been on your Lucy.
I know. I kind of felt that way.
And but then you could be in your air-conditioned room.
The internet is a little bit more spotty. You know, than
it happens,
the broadcast equipment.
I don't even know how they make that work out there. That's crazy.
That's,
I mean, I know it's satellite or something like that, but damn, man.
You are at
technology.
Sea. Technology. It's whack. All right.
All right.
Do you want to do the magic words?
Oh, fuck that. You tell
the
us more.
End.